This film is being shown on January 14th at the North Portland Neighborhood Library off of Killingsworth Street at 6 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio and the North Portland Neighborhood Library is proud to sponsor the Jefferson High School 13th Annual
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, December 30th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Just a few headlines first before we get rolling. A King County Superior Court judge struck down the voter-approved $15 an hour minimum wage for the vast majority of workers. The measure had originally been aimed to help. That would be the airport workers. We've spoken from time to time with Sharma Kazant, the socialist candidate who won a seat on the Seattle City Council in a surprise upset for a longtime Democratic incumbent. What we've talked about on Air Cascadia has been largely the fact that her campaign, Samant's campaign, has launched a national dialogue which has been long overdue in this nation. Her bravery, her courage in standing up and saying, I am a socialist candidate, and socialism is the only thing that's going to pull this nation out of a nosedive, has demonstrated that she is indeed ready for the national stage in politics. And so comes the New York Times Sunday edition. In the national section, the lead story is a rare elected voice for socialism pledges to be heard in Seattle. And yes, indeed, it's Sharma Samant there in the leading the national section of the Sunday New York Times. So that said, moving right along throughout Cascadia, troubles in Solar World. In fact, Solar World's German headquarters has discovered additional losses as the company restructures to escape insolvency. And Edward Snowden's recent 14-hour interview with the Washington Post, in which he says that his intention was to make the NSA better, and indeed he has so far accomplished that, and not tear it down, went way over the heads of most American lawmakers, Democrat and Republican, and both. And the New Year's breaks with the looming horror show of the 2016 presidential election's dismal field of likely contenders. Of course, it's not even New Year's yet, and they're already shoving and elbowing their way onto the pages of the nation's newspapers of record. And finally, this is Southern California church nativity scene featuring a bloody Trayvon Martin in place of the infant Jesus in an effort to stir a community conversation about gun violence, and let's not forget, also about race. Farther afield, an Israeli news service has reported that the Ministerial Committee on Legislation, now hang on here, because this should be front page news. And part of the story here is the utter silence issuing from newspapers of record in this country, notably the Washington Post, the New York Times. This, of course, comes from the International Middle East Media Center. An Israeli newspaper reports that the Ministerial Committee on Legislation has approved a bill calling for annexing the occupied West Bank's Jordan Valley. Yeah, that's right. You just heard that. And for it to remain under Israeli sovereignty under any peace agreement with the Palestinians. That's a shocker right there. And it's going to have repercussions throughout, not just any sort of peace negotiations between the Palestinians and their Israeli occupiers, but throughout the Middle East, because the response or lack thereof from the coming from the United States and Western powers in general is going to sway opinion in that part of the world and create insurmountable obstacles to any further dialogue. That's wait and see, wait and see. And that, just to kick off the new year. Last year we had the NDAA. This year, I would say this is a top story as far as national security is concerned. And the weather for today from around Cascadia, isolated sprinkles before 4 p.m. Patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs near 44, light east southeast winds. For tonight, there's a slight chance of rain, but that won't come along till later on. Patchy fog, lows around 39, light south winds. For tomorrow, again, a looming possibility of rain, and mostly before 4 p.m. Cloudy skies and a high around 51 for tomorrow, and for overnight, slight chance of rain again, and a low around 40. The alternative forecast, we have that for you today, is a waning crescent moon in Scorpio. The moon's 27 days old. Synodic forecast, not a good time to be sowing anything in the garden. Instead, use the time to weed. Harvest from the garden is an excellent time to start building a compost heap. And if you have any property that stretches out before you and often can be a chaotic sea of confusion during the high season, now is the time to look at the bone structure of the land and see what's really there and see what you can do with it, what needs to be leveled, where you could put small ponds for saving water and for irrigating. This is a great time to look at the bone structure. More on the biodynamic, it's the moon in Scorpio, water sign, good time for leafy plants, so you know, you can get the herbs going and the lettuces on the window over the sink. And the moon in Scorpio, the sidereal, excellent time for planting, germination, and strong, sturdy growth. So that as far as seedlings and growing things inside this time of year. And that's it for both your alternative and conventional forecasts. We're going to try to get Sharma Savant on the line today. But that said, we do have one brief headline from the American Civil Liberties Union. The federal court issued an opinion and order in ACLU versus Clapper. We all know Clapper is, of course, he's caught bold-faced lying regarding the NSA spying activities. The ACLU's challenge to the constitutionality of the NSA's mass call tracking program and ruling that the government's bulk collection of phone records is lawful under Section 215, the Patriot Act. Now, Section 215, that is one of the most controversial parts of the Patriot Act. But indeed, let's not forget, we're starting a new year. And the Patriot Act itself is still in force. People, young people, are coming of age. People who were in middle school, elementary school, now are becoming thinking, we hope, adults whose analytical powers ought to perhaps be focused on the Patriot Act, what it means, and what it means to live under this cloud. The court denied the plaintiff's motion for a preliminary injunction and granted the government's motion to dismiss the case. Judge Foley's ruling conflicts with last week's ruling, by a federal judge in D.C. that the mass call tracking program violates the Fourth Amendment. The ACLU plans to appeal the ruling to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, the plaintiffs filed the lawsuit back in June, less than a week after the mass call tracking program was revealed. That came out in The Guardian. We have Edward Snowden to thank for that. And we have Edward Snowden, of course, to thank for much, much more. Snowden did a long, lengthy interview in which he clearly stated that it was all his intention all along to improve the NSA and to make it not simply legal, which it is, which much of its activities are not, but to be more effective in actually preventing attacks on countries around the world. So this, of course, drew a firestorm of vitriol from the usual suspects. We'll get to that a little bit later. Back in Cascadia, King County Superior Judge struck down the voter-approved $15 an hour minimum wage for the vast majority of workers, that this measure was indeed crafted to help in the first place. Judge Andrea Davis's ruling came down on Friday and said that the recently approved measure applies only to about 1,600 hotel and parking lot workers in the city of SeaTac. But the city initiative does not have authority. Get this. Over 4,700, nearly 5,000 employees and contractors working within Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Why? Because the airport is operated by the Port of Seattle. And the Port of Seattle doesn't like the idea of a fair living wage for its workers. That's about it. More on that. We will try to speak with Shamus Vaughn in the near future. Can't get her on the line today, despite the best efforts of our engineer. But she's a busy woman. There's more to say on that. First of all, it was voter approved. So, and second of all, what a shame and disgrace for the Port of Seattle. This is the agency which ostensibly exists to welcome visitors to this part of the world, and yet they can't seem to be able to pay their own workers decent wage. Solar World is having more problems. We mentioned that briefly in the headlines. And Boeing also, the international president of the Machinist Union, told members that Boeing's revised contract offer is an improvement of more than $1 billion. In a letter to union members that was dated Thursday, Tom Buffenbaugh just said that the offer that workers will consider next week is a significant improvement over the contract that the union rejected last month. This is beginning to... A lot of these issues are beginning to look like employment, economic blackmail. In that companies who don't get everything they want, no taxes at all, no unions at all, threaten to move. Pretty soon, well, really, are we losing that much if they do? Scientists are keenly watching Oregon to see whether it will continue to be an exception to the starfish die-off that has hit most of the West Coast. It's a mystery. Scientists don't know why it's happening. But whatever your feelings are regarding starfish, nonetheless, they are a key element in the food chain. If they die off, you're killing off, well, what? Virtually sea life along the West Coast. So far we've been spared, but don't expect that to last for too long. We don't know what causes it, and but I think we can take a reasonable guess. That's it for Air Cascadia for Monday, December 30th, 2013. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Thanks for that, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor a New Year's Eve dance party with Palante and Jujuba. This salsa and Afrobeat dance party is a benefit for Mercy Corps on New Year's Eve, December 31st from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. at the Red Rose Ballroom, 1829 Northeast Alberta. A salsa dance lesson will start at 8:30 p.m. Musical worlds converge at the roots when Nigerian band Jujuba and Afro-Cuban band Palante bring the Portland community together for this high-energy dance party to support the international relief work of Mercy Corps. Jujuba delivers funky, danceable rhythms, and Palante performs fiery hot salsa and Latin jazz. On December 31st, the Red Rose Ballroom, 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. For details, please go to kboo.fm and click on New Year's Eve dance party on the lower right side of the homepage.
Tune in Tuesday night at 6 p.m. to Out Loud, KBOO's queer culture radio show.
Out Loud celebrates and serves the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and allied communities.
Out Loud features interviews with local and national community groups, authors, musical talent, and anyone from the queer community.
Connect with us online at kboo.fm/outloud. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987.